Welcome back. There's a reason that I put measuring results right before the final module, having a vision and thinking long term. I want to ask you to start to think about the results you can have in the short term versus those that you can have in the longer term, and I want you to think about ways in which you can measure your progress. There's a saying in the corporate world, what gets measured gets done. Measuring results and tracking is key, but as I mentioned in one of my videos you just watched, it's critical that you understand the meaning behind the numbers and focus on the right metrics. Your key metrics will change over time, depending upon what you want to emphasize and what you have mastered. Once you've developed a system to master a process, let's say you now have zero defects in a particular part of the manufacturing process in which you previously struggled, you should search out and find new metrics that will help you propel your business forward. Further, the items you want to measure in the long term may be different than those that you want to measure in the short term. For one of my clients, we have a key set of metrics that we measure every 6 months. They include liquidity ratios, staff ratios, and long-term growth metrics. Measuring these every day wouldn't make much sense, but they are items on which we focus over a longer period of time, and they keep us grounded in how much progress we have made. For most of these metrics, we have 5-year views and a few 10-year views. In the next module, I'll be asking you to start thinking about looking 3 to 5 years ahead. It will be helpful to have metrics that look back over a similar period of time to see how much your business has changed and remind yourself how things used to be.